You're with SBS Radio.
অস্ট্রেলিয়ায় সম্প্রতি মুক্তি পেয়েছে ভার্চুয়াল রিয়েলিটি ফিল্ম স্টর্ম রাইডার্স। স্কেটবোর্ডিং, ইসলাম ও নারীর ক্ষমতায়ন নিয়ে উপজীব্য এই ফিল্মটির মূল দুটি চরিত্র রূপায়ণ করেছেন যুক্তরাজ্যে বসবাসকারী বাংলাদেশি বংশোদ্ভূত নারী চাঁদনী শাহ এবং ফারহানা হোসেন। SBS বাংলার সঙ্গে কথা বলেছেন তারা। এখন শুনুন তাদের ধারণকৃত সাক্ষাৎকারের নির্বাচিত অংশ। শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, এখন আমরা কথা বলছি চাঁদনী শাহর সঙ্গে। চাঁদনী শাহ, SBS বাংলায় আপনাকে স্বাগতম।
থ্যাংক ইউ।
স্টর্ম রাইডার্স মুভিটি সম্পর্কে আমাদেরকে কিছু বলুন। Could you please tell us about the movie Storm Riders?
Okay, so Storm Rider, the documentary, it's about, well, it actually started from when Sean Gladwell, the artist, and also he used to be a professional skateboarder as well, originated from his first documentary of Storm Rider, where he was actually skateboarding in Bondi Beach in Sydney, and we actually wanted to make a sequence after that, and he wanted me and Farhana to be included in the sequence. So mostly about us. Obviously there is a lot of changes to his first documentary. It's about how me and Farhana battled different kinds of odds and joined skateboarding in East London and coming and then doing the same thing in Australia, Sydney. So we have different locations of skateboarding where we're telling our stories, how this whole journey occurred and how we met Sean. So it's a great documentary to see in the fun and witty way and our own journey through our own eyes.
আপনি স্কেটবোর্ডিং এ কিভাবে আগ্রহী হলেন? একজন মুসলমান মেয়ে হিসেবে পরিবার থেকে কিংবা সমাজ থেকে বাধা পাননি? How did you feel interested to skateboarding? As a young Muslim woman, did you face any barriers from your family or from the society?
Well, as I actually started skateboarding, because I was really interested in skateboarding from the beginning, but I was afraid to do it because I didn't have anyone else who I knew who actually skateboarded. And I always said, I'm going to do it, but I always kind of backed off and a bit scared. So one day I always look at different types of videos of skateboarding on YouTube, and this time I thought, no, I'm going to do it. So I think it was about maybe 2015 or 14. I purchased my own skateboard and I slowly started to get a little confidence boost to try it myself. So at first I tried at home so that I can find the balance of skateboarding, and then once I got a bit more comfortable I took it outside and different little small spots I found in like alleyways just to get more comfortable with the pavements outside, and then slowly I found my own balance and managed to skateboard, and eventually I found Farhana skateboard as well, where she's a penny board, and we kind of met up like that. But it was nice because it was a good way for me to be more comfortable myself and just let everything else go. In terms of if I had any barriers, obviously you have 50-50 in terms of outside where you go. Some people give you a smile, or they might, oh, well done, encourage you. Then there'll be others who might look at you weirdly, like, how is she skateboarding? And yeah, so obviously there are going to be some people who's going to discourage you out in society. But for me, I just want to push forward against that because it's what I want to do, is what I feel comfortable doing, and it's what I enjoy. So it doesn't bother me what other people think of me, as long as I'm in my own space, in my own head, doing what I like to do. That's what matters to me.
ব্যক্তি জীবনে আপনি কি করেন? What do you do in your personal life?
As in terms of career-wise, hobbies?
Yes, your study, work, hobby, etc.
Oh, okay. So at the moment, I work, because I'm based in London, so I work for NHS, which is a National Health Service. In the hospital, I work with patients who has lung disease, I say, which is COPD, which means that's got any obstructions of the lungs. People's got lungs problem, and I work with mostly elderly people, my patients, alongside with nurses and physios and so on. And also do, before that, I used to was a personal trainer. So I used to train people in the gyms outside, and I'd maybe do that sometimes to the side. Also, I have lots of different hobbies that I like to do. So I love sports. I play basketball and I used to do a bit of football as well. Well, football was my first sport that I used to play a lot. I like to draw and any little thing. I'm one of those people, if I like something, I would do and I try it out. I like to do outdoorsy things, so like hiking and maybe gardening and so on. So there's a lot of things that I like to always keep myself occupied and try new things.
Chadnisha, SBS Banglar srotader uddeshe apni banglay kichu bolben. Could you say something in Bangla?
In Bangla, in Skabel, especially betting manush. Mostly better manush dekhoi. When I'm afna growing up, khosre afmi beshi faisena beshi manush skateboarding, so afgama afna amaloge different aslo. So alhamdulillah, I'm bala faisi and I'm khosi, so I'm khushi aslam that I'm try khosi.
Chadnisha, SBS Bangla ke shomoy dewar jonno apnake onek dhonnobad.
Oh, thank you.
শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, এখন আমি কথা বলছি ফারহানা হোসেনের সঙ্গে। ফারহানা হোসেন, SBS বাংলায় আপনাকে স্বাগতম।
থ্যাঙ্ক ইউ।
স্টর্ম রাইডার্স মুভিটি সম্পর্কে আমাদেরকে কিছু বলবেন? কুড ইউ প্লিজ টেল আস অ্যাবাউট দ্য মুভি স্টর্ম রাইডার্স।
স্টর্ম রাইডার্স ইজ রিক্রিয়েশন অফ আ প্রিভিয়াস থিং দ্যাট শোন গ্ল্যাডওয়েল হ্যাড ডান ফর when he was skating in the rain, and he made this beautiful art piece, This is like a different take on Storm Riders, where it's focusing on the lives of two Muslim women, which is myself and Chadney. And it kind of talks about how we broke barriers, cultural barriers, skateboarding, and other things we do in life.
আপনি স্কেটবোর্ডিং এ কিভাবে আগ্রহী হলেন? একজন মুসলমান মেয়ে হিসেবে পরিবার থেকে কিংবা সমাজ থেকে বাধা পাননি? হাউ ডিড ইউ ফিল ইন্টারেস্টেড টু স্কেটবোর্ডিং অ্যাজ এ ইয়াং মুসলিম উইমেন? ডিড ইউ ফেস এনি অবস্টাকলস অর ব্যারিয়ার্স ফ্রম ইউর ফ্যামিলি অর ফ্রম দ্য সোসাইটি?
Area I grew up in, it's not something that is really adopted, it's not something that you would usually see girls or boys even doing, so it's not something that I thought was even an option. For example, I would often play Tony Hawk. So as a kid growing up, I would often play the Tony Hawk skateboarding game, and it was something I was always interested in, but I didn't see it as something I could actually do. I think then when I growing up, I could then obviously make my own choices and make my own purchases, and I thought, you know what, I want to buy a skateboard. And yeah, so I did buy a skateboard, and I think it does turn a lot of heads, purely because it's a Muslim woman in hijab skateboarding, and it's unusual to see, especially where I grew up, where everyone is predominantly British Bangladeshis, and they don't really skateboard, because like I mentioned earlier, it's not something that is usual, it's not something that is normal practice. So I want to make it normal practice, and I think the best way of doing it is actually practicing what you preach, doing what I've always wanted to do in skateboarding, and then, you know, kind of being sort of like an example to other people, like, hey, you can skateboard. Yeah.
ব্যক্তি জীবনে আপনি কি করেন? What do you do in your personal life?
So as a hobby, I really do sports. I do play basketball. I walk a lot. That is something, again, I absolutely love doing. I think it's very therapeutic as well. And I love eating, so I love going out to eat in certain places. My friends and I, we make it a thing where we kind of know what we're going to go, and then there's like a pre-excitement from going to this amazing reviews, and yeah, so we wouldn't go and we go and try out for ourselves. I enjoy running, and my favorite thing in the entire world, which I think gives you a lot of cultural experience, is traveling. I kind of make it my sole purpose in life to travel as much as I possibly can. I think it creates awareness of things happening around you. It gives you cultural awareness. I love going to a different country and immersing myself in their culture through the food, through the cultural practices that they do, and visiting different, like, sort of, there's lots of museums and kind of understanding the history of the place I'm at. I love architecture as well, something I appreciate, and I think each country has their own unique sort of take on architecture, and that is something I like to explore. Yeah, and of course, like I said, I love skateboarding, I love cycling, that's something I would often do as well.
SBS বাংলার শ্রোতাদের উদ্দেশ্যে আপনি বাংলায় কিছু বলবেন? Could you say something in Bangla?
আমি বেশি লন্ডনে বাংলাদেশ and I've been working London. So I say, I've been in Bengali. So when I Bangladesh, my teacher told me it's one of my favorite places. I love it. I'm thinking about it because our family and also in and Bangladesh is there.
ফারহানা হোসেন, এসবিএস বাংলাকে সময় দেওয়ার জন্য আপনাকে অনেক ধন্যবাদ।
ধন্যবাদ।
এতক্ষণ আপনারা চাঁদনি শাহ এবং ফারহানা হোসেনের সাক্ষাৎকার শুনলেন।
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.